Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and this week's episode is, I think, a little different from normal episodes. In light of the chaos of the past few weeks and over the weekend, the mental gymnastics of whether or not a certain app would be going away, and just the craziness that has occurred since then, I've been reflecting a lot on the communities that have been built through theater and even through social media. And these apps, these social media apps, they are more than just apps to so many. Like, they have become a source of connection and have created a sense of belonging. I mean, some of my now closest friends, I know I would have never had met them had it not been for social media and this little corner of the internet that celebrates Aaron. I mean, geez, one of Moulin Rouge's taglines is having a place to belong, and finding and building these communities through social media have done just that, plus, I mean, so much more. And it's hard to explain sometimes to people. But whenever we're with our little communities online, there's no explanations needed. Like, there's just a sense of understanding and a celebration, and there's an exchange of inside jokes, etc. And the same feeling can be applied when sitting in a theater for a show. You don't always get it if you're not in it. And feeling seen and understood, it can be such a rare feeling. And finding a place to belong and where you feel like you can be yourself can also be difficult. And Aaron has made it clear that he's experienced similar feelings before. He has shared on the drama podcast, like when he was talking about Catch Me If You Can, he never missed a single show while performing as Frank Abagnale Jr. He put immense pressure on himself to carry this show. And then when Tony nominations came out and he wasn't acknowledged, he told the twins that it hit him hard and it made him question why he was not being seen by his peers. But then fast forward to Tony nominations for Moulin Rouge and Aaron winning his first Tony Award for his role as Christian the Composer, he also said on that podcast that in that moment of winning, he finally felt seen by his peers, and it meant so much to him. And he has also spoken on the topic of belonging when he has talked about the magic of musical theater and how he believes that it is truly our greatest form of escapism.
For the better part of these last 20 years, I have found myself very fortunately on many, many different stages in musicals. A lot of them have been here in town, some not here in town, but I truly think, and I mean this, that musical theater is one of the most exciting and greatest expressions we have as performing artists. And the reason being, this amazing thing happens, right? You go to the theater and you sit down, the lights go down, music starts playing, hopefully an overture. Yes. And then the actors and performers come out on stage and they start singing to one another to communicate and tell the story. And we as audience members, we just sit there and we go, yeah, no, it's great. You're rich. Go with that. There's this agreement, right? But what I think happens is that takes all the storytelling to a bit of a heightened place, and we all suspend that disbelief. And what it allows is these stories to just go somewhere else and just take us there. And I think it is the purest form of escapism we have. And yes, thank you.
I've talked about this before, but sitting in a theater, especially when Aaron is performing, it feels like one giant exhale. And for those next couple of hours, nothing else matters but the music and what is playing out on stage. And as incredible as it is to meet up with friends and connect with others at shows, I've also come to really love going to see theater shows by myself. And that feeling of escapism, it just hits differently when you're by yourself. I don't really know how to describe it. Just being in the moment, fully immersed, not thinking about what happened before entering the theater and not yet thinking about what's waiting when the show is over. Moulin Rouge and the Hirschfeld, they really help with this feeling because the immersion and escapism hits you in the face the moment that you walk into the theater with the set design and the pre-show, and I will never ever get tired of it. The last time I was in the theater, I looked at my husband and I said that it's going to be so strange one day when there is another show in the Hirschfeld. It will feel so different. I'm sure there are many of you who have your own stories about how you met and connected with friends through social media. So I wanted to kind of have this episode take a little bit of a personal turn and share a few of my connection stories. Back when I first started my TikTok account in 2022, I posted a little Aaron Fierro clip that I'd come across on YouTube. And after posting it, there were tons of comments asking about a slime tutorial of Wicked with Aaron in it. And at the time, I didn't have one. And later that day, I was looking at the comments and one of my now best friends, Christina, commented that she had one and she would send it to me. I'd never spoken to her before. I've never seen her username before, anything like that. And so we connected via Instagram. She shared what she had, and the rest, as they say, is history. And at first, you know, she and I, we talked about Wicked and Moulin Rouge, and conversations, they just grew more in depth from there. And we now talk every single day, all day long. We're both married. We're both moms of two kids, so our seasons of life are very similar right now. But the catch is that she currently lives in Nicaragua. She's from California originally, but currently lives there with her family. And she will be moving back to the United States soon. But in the 3 years of talking to her, I've only had the opportunity to meet her once. She was in New York City for a trip with her husband, like actually just the week that Aaron made that surprise one night only July 1st return to the Rouge with JoJo. And, you know, I went a few days before that happened, I went up to meet her, and it was one of the best experiences to run across the street and hug her for the first time. And of course, we went to see Moulin Rouge. So most of our time together was spent in the theater, and we didn't really get to talk to each other, but just being in the same room, the same city, the same time zone was the best experience. And while we had it, we're now just counting down the days until the next time we can reunite. And to think that it all started because of TikTok, a comment on TikTok, is still wild to me. And then, of course, another story is Jill's, who, listeners, you're familiar with her. She's been on a few times, but she's another friendship that wouldn't have never happened if it weren't for TikTok. Like, while scrolling one day, Aaron's Idina impression video from 54 Below, it came up. And, of course, after watching it for the 50th time, I clicked on her account name, Broadway Love, and saw that there were multiple Aaron videos posted. And at that time, I had just started this podcast and kind of just feeling it out. How is it? Where is it going? And I reached out to her to see if she would want to talk with me for the podcast and about Aaron and how she became a fan of his and just musical theater in general. And she responded, but then we didn't talk again until Aaron's Kane concert. And she messaged afterwards. She asked if I was there, which I was, but we didn't connect prior, so we didn't meet each other. But that's when we decided to recap that concert together. And it's really funny now to go back and listen to that first episode. Like, we've done many episodes together since then, but with our first one, it's so clear that we're strangers. We're so formal, we're so short with our responses. Like, it's very, I question, she answers. Like, that was it. And it makes me laugh to be able to go back and hear how far we've come, like how much we've grown together. And just like with Christina, this friendship quickly went from talking about Aaron to talking about personal life and sharing day-to-day things with each other. And actually, last week marked 2 years since Aaron returned to the Rouge as Christian for Christian 5.0. And that night, January 17th, is when I met Jill in person for the first time. I remember texting her that, and she told me she was in line. And so I started walking down to try to find her. And like, I'd only seen her once on Zoom that one time for the podcast. I was nervous I wouldn't find her, but she turned around in line and that was it. other connections, they've happened more organically through like private messages on Instagram or TikTok. Like whenever I come across a video of Aaron that isn't mine or that I have not been sent personally, I always like to ask the source if it would be okay to repost their video. Like it's just a courtesy thing that I've always done. And a lot of conversations and connections have grown as a result of those simple messages. And then meeting up in person, oftentimes by that point, it feels like we've known each other for a long time and just becomes so much sweeter every time we can see each other, because it really is Aaron events that bring us together from all across the country and even the world. There's so many times that I'll see a video on TikTok or Instagram about something that like I'm interested in or like a very niche topic, and like I'll go to the comments and depending on what it is, there will be people that will comment something like, I have no one to talk to about this. And like pre-Tivate corner of the internet, pre-Tivating Patiently, I didn't either. And that may sound silly, but that's a lonely place to be, like to not have people to talk to about your interests and what's going on, and what you're thinking, and what you're learning, and what you're coming across. So being able to have a community to send videos to, or geek out when Aaron announces a new project, or speculate on a set list, or hear about other show experiences, it just makes everything so much more fun. I don't know, I guess the point of this episode was just to acknowledge the gratitude that I feel for theater and communities that have formed and grown both online and in person as a result of common interests and passions. And it's something I never knew I needed until I found it, and now can't imagine life without it. So thank you so much for listening today and continuing to support this podcast. For more fun Aaron content, follow along on Instagram at @tivating_patiently. And for now, I'm still on TikTok at @tivatingpatiently, and hope to have you back here for episode 112.